so my very first encounter with the circus and with No Fit State was the juggling convention, which I imagine I was about 12 years old. My mum was cooking. She was good friends with Liz, who lived in our town, which was Bath. And my mum got asked to come and cook for the jugglers. So during this time, I had a lot of spare time and I wasn't quite sure what to do with myself. And then I kind of came across the unicycle, which was something that I didn't know how to ride, but I was very curious about it. And for the rest of that week, I spent in a football kind of cage, because it was really good to use the wired wall to help me like learn. So every day I was in there determined to ride this unicycle. And eventually by the end of the week, I was riding freehand. So I was very happy about that. So by the end of the week, I had learnt how to ride the unicycle and I was very happy about that. But then I think I got slightly carried away and decided to enter the unicycle race, which was very funny. I think I had on a pink tutu and big bunches. I had like quite a big afro at that point. And I remember starting and probably not making it far at all, but I was really happy just to be there with everyone with my unicycle. So that was my very first encounter with circus and with No Fit State. So I didn't really go on to think that I would then be in the company. I went back to Bath, I went to school, I did my GCSEs. I was really into photography at the time and making clothes and just generally being a normal kind of teenager. My mum owned a Caribbean food cafe down the road from where we lived at the time. But then unfortunately she decided to close that shop, and Liz at the time was like, oh, we're looking for a chef to come and work with the circus. So I was like, okay, this is brilliant. I can work a month on and a month off and I'll come back home to visit you. And so that time I was still at school, I was at secondary school, and my mum was away for a bit and then she was home. Until one day she arrived at my secondary school saying that I had to leave with her that day, because she was working full time now with the circus, and that we had to go. So I wasn't happy about this at all. I was really enjoying school and my friends, and it was quite overwhelming to have my mum just appear there at school saying, I've sorted it out, I've spoken to your teachers, you're coming with me now. So I was like, not happy at all, very nervous. Even though I kind of knew some of the people, I was still quite shy. I think the first, so that was Immortal, that was the second Immortal. I think I was about 15 at the time. I remember a friend of someone on tour, he drove my mum to pick me up, along with the cat. We had a cat called Goonie and she was coming with us as well. So I remember driving through Wales and thinking, where am I going? All of these beautiful green trees, and on my way to somewhere that I couldn't properly pronounce, and arriving with seeing a big silver spaceship and lots of caravans and all of these friendly people who had heard so much about me who I'd never met before. So again, I was overwhelmed. In fact, I think I hid in the caravan for a week and read a whole book in that week because I was quite shy. But yeah, obviously that was then my new home, and it was all very exciting. And I got given the opportunity to look after Marco and Zoe's son, Elvis. He was one at the time. And they were performing in the show and they said, would you like to look after Elvis and we will pay you? So I had arrived there, I was welcomed and I had a job. So everything kind of was falling into place. So me and Elvis spent a lot of time together, and we would go to museums and go to the park. So he was kind of my best friend. I was driving with Shayna and Barnes through Ireland, and I was saying that I have just finished school and I'm not quite sure what I want to do next. And they said to me, oh, there's a school in Bristol called Circumedia, and you can do a BTEC diploma and try circus and performing arts. So I was like, okay, well, this is brilliant. I spoke to a few people about it in the show, and they helped me with learning some trapeze and my audition piece. So I then got onto the course in Bristol. So at that point, my mum was still working for the circus, and I would visit her during my school holidays. So I did my BTEC diploma there for 1 year, and then I decided that I wanted to continue, and I went on to do a foundation degree in circus with Circumedia. So that was the next stage. So there I specialised in aerial and physical theatre. And when I first graduated, I worked with No Fit State at the Eden Project, which was my first professional job, I think, with them. Then 2013, I heard about the traineeship with Bianco. So I applied for that, and that was, for me, the biggest... I don't know, I feel like even though I spent time on tour and we travelled around and I knew everyone, for me this was like a big step towards, you know, my career and working with the company. So from Bianco 2013 to now 2015, I have learnt both sides, from being in the background to now being in the actual show. And yeah, I feel quite proud, like, to say that I've had that journey within the company, and I really like giving my knowledge of being on tour to new people that come into the company. And yeah, it's really exciting actually to have gone through that process to now be working for such a brilliant show and a really loving, friendly, caring company. So
have you got any particular circus memories you could share with us?
Yeah, I have many. The one that will always stick to me is the time that we actually lost the caravan, and we were driving from Cambridge to Manchester, and so many things happened. We got stuck in a car park. We finally got to Manchester. The police pulled us over. They said, your lights aren't working. So we fixed the lights. But then our cat decided to go wandering off in the service station. So we were trying to get the cat back in the van. I fell down a drain. I got my leg stuck down a drain. Finally got to Manchester as the sun was rising, really delirious, and I look into the mirror and I say, Mom, where's the caravan? And the caravan had vanished. So we're obviously like delirious after this epic drive, and now the caravan isn't there. But weirdly, the caravan hitched itself and parked itself on the side of the road, which was really weird. Yeah, so I'll never forget that journey. But they're always the best, I think. The convoys are always the most exciting. I can't say that there's been one best day. I just know that it's never been a dull moment at all. There's always something exciting, from people getting their teeth knocked out during a show, and it's somebody's birthday and they have to drive that person to the hospital, or just, silly things where you forget your props, or you have a giggle during the show, or just, yeah, there's so many memories and so many different characters that come in that make it different each year, and it's brilliant. I'm always excited to think what's going to happen today. I think when you're exhausted and you're being pushed, you're really tired, you've just taken the tent down and you have to, travel somewhere else, put the tent up, and you know, start the show again, to have that energy and adrenaline. But I always think that, you know, that makes you a stronger person. If you're challenging yourself and you're pushing yourself, that for me is probably the most exciting thing to do and to come out of. And also the people that surround you always keep it exciting. If you're down, somebody else is up, and, you know, we're counterweighting each other's, you know. So that, yeah, it is hard, but at the same time, there's some really good moments as well. So they both keep each other, you know. And so we are currently starting Bianco 2015, and it's very exciting. We've got some new people joining us, and we've also got Open House, which is another project, and we have a circus food festival, which is also going to be here, and then there's another company called Flown, which are also going to be performing in Cardiff. So I think during the next couple of weeks it's going to be very exciting. Lots of people around in John Street to, you know, hang out with, and lots of different shows to see. So yeah, I'm really excited about it.